call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to Valerie A. Campbell, your host in London. So like I like to always ask, how are you feeling today? What's your vibe saying? Remember, your feeling is a language. So check in on yourself, connect with yourself. How are you feeling? And if you don't like what you're feeling, reset yourself and ask yourself, what do I want? To get yourself straight back into alignment and to attract all that you truly deserve. You know, this morning I was just here thinking about how to live a life without an outline. What would life look like if it wasn't planned? In the sense of just trusting that your goals will be fulfilled. Not having worry, not having fear, but just being in that total place of light where you just know that what you've asked for, you will receive. Literally just surfing on spirit, surfing on that inner guidance that we all have inside. And so thinking about that this morning, I thought to myself, wouldn't it be fabulous if everybody lived like that? Because we do literally have two worlds. And in one world, we've forgotten to connect with ourselves. This world, we have forgotten to how to really, truly connect with that divine inspiration, that light within us. When we think about a feather, as it floats in the air, it's supported by air as it lands slowly on the ground. And yet it is supported by an invisible force. You know, we think that we're here by accident. We think that we're here not specifically on purpose, but we're here for a reason. And whether you like to believe it or not, we were created by a being, by a force, by higher intelligence, a supreme being higher than us. And when we lean only on our perspective of what our life should be, we miss out on so much. Because we think that we're just this finite being that's trapped in a body for a specific amount of time, soon to leave this earth. But what if you believed that you're none of those things? That you are an infinite being, that you are a limitless being that lives in a world of light and that is not constrained or constricted by fear. And there's anything that you want to do, you can accomplish, that it is actually already done. And that it's just taking time to manifest here on this planet Earth that we live in. In that other world, that place where our creator resides, in that place of eternity, anything that we want, anything that we ask for is done. It's already done. It doesn't operate in the realm of time like we do. And if we were to go about our lives knowing that what we've asked for is already done, how much easier would our life be as we take time to see it manifest walking with an attitude of complete faith that it's already done and that you're just taking time for it to manifest. You know, the Bible says faith without works is void. Faith without works. So it's no point just having the faith if you don't walk in the energy of that. And what are the relationships that we have? What of the relationships that we have? Do we truly understand that we are connected to one another? Do we truly understand that we are not separate as the world, this world would allow us to believe? What if we believe that everything that we needed we have? What if we believe that we were totally equipped for our purpose here on earth? You know, as a dating coach, sometimes I'm asked, or the question arises around soulmate. And if you were to stop and just think of the possibility of a higher being out there that created you, that knitted you together in your mother's womb. In fact, the Bible tells us that God knew us before we entered into our mother's womb, which tells us that we're spiritual beings that have a body and have a mind. And if he could create you, equipped with everything that you need, do you not think then that he could have created a partner for you at that same time? You know, the Bible tells us that Adam needed a helpmate. God saw that he was alone and thought, this is not good. He needs a helpmate. And so created a partner. Would he not create a partner for you? And imagine living in a state of mind with no anxiety that that partner already exists for you. What would you do if you had that thought? How would that affect your world if you were to go out on date? If you just went out dating? You'd have this sense of expectation, but yet not necessarily labeling that person as the one. Not trying to make that person the one. You'd be carefree and light and fun because you know the one is there, out there for you. And what if you looked at everybody that entered your life in alignment with God's word that says all things work for good, as adding to your life, as expanding you, as you expand theirs? What if you looked at the world that way? That everyone that enters your life had something to bring that you could be thankful for. Because you see, in that world, in God's world, is a world of abundance, and all you can say is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. See, where you live is purely a state of mind. And so if you were to start practicing all things work together for my good, everything that entered in your life, even though you perhaps perceived it as bad and you looked at that thing and thought, okay, I've had this experience and it doesn't feel so good, but what is there for me to learn? What is in this situation that I can be thankful for? What is it that I can learn about myself? I remember reading some time ago that if you ever feel pain in a relationship or a situation, it's because you're looking at that thing in the wrong way, because God did not create you to suffer. So even just looking at that as an ideology, and if you were to think to yourself, how can I shift my perspective here? How can I reframe my mind so that I look at this situation in such a way as that I actually feel thankful about it? See, it's just a shift, isn't it? That's all it is. All it does is takes a shift. But that shift requires forgiveness. Moment to moment to moment to moment. Forgiveness. Forgiveness brings about miracles. So what if you looked at life like that? What is there? What is here for me to learn? And you sent out that feeling into God's universe, that vibration into the universe. The universe, reading your feelings, turned around and said to you, your wish is my command. I'm going to give you more of that feeling that you've sent to me. You see, God's universe is one of expansion, not constriction. It wants to expand you. So whatever you give it, whatever seed that you give it, it will expand. If you give it fear, it will expand it. If you give it a seed of thanksgiving, it will expand it. You see, you live in an expansive and abundance universe. So what will you give God today? Because whatever you give, you get back. And do you know why you get back? Because we're all connected. You see, you appear to be separate from your brother or your sister because you have a body. But that's illusionary, because if the body didn't exist, you would see yourself that you are a spiritual being that's connected to another spiritual being. There is no form. There's a scene in the movie Matrix where there's this kid that's sitting on a rug, and the kid says, there is no spoon. There is no spoon. It is you that bends. You have the ability to bend reality. You're a spiritual being that has no form. And so we are all connected. And if we're all connected, what you give with your left hand, you received with your right. Have you ever been in a situation where you've blessed somebody and you receive a blessing, not necessarily from that person, but by someone else, and for something that you needed at that particular time? Did you think to yourself at that time that it was a coincidence? It wasn't a coincidence. We're all connected. Have you ever thought about somebody, perhaps in another country, and you haven't actually seen that person for a long time, or even thought about that person for a long time, and then all of a sudden the phone rings and it's that person on the phone, or somebody comes to you and mentions that person on their lips, and you're like, I was literally just talking to you. There's an expression in the West Indian community. We say you will live long when something like that happens. You will live long. So we have to learn to undo what fear has placed within us. Undo is a complete undoing of a false belief system which blocks the presence of love that is in each and every one of us. We are love. We are naturally loving beings. We've got to let go of all those false ideologies that we were born into. it's beautiful when you look at children playing. What do they know about social distancing at this time? It doesn't exist in their world. Recently, I attended an online seminar that I, you know, participate in every Saturday morning. And we had a speaker there by the name of Matt Bird. And he said he doesn't believe in social distancing. And we all paused. I thought, what does he mean? Especially in this time of COVID-19, right? And he said, no, he believes in spatial distancing, S-P-A-T-I-A-L. Yes, we have to keep separate because of the disease. However, social distancing, no. And have you not found that this period of isolation that we were in, and for some countries, I know that they're easing their lockdown. In London, we've eased our lockdown. However, the point that I'm making is that it has caused more of a connection. People have realized the connection they have with others. They've realized the connection, the power, the value of that connection with others. So it's about us being in the moment. Our lives have been slowed down, and it's about appreciating the present, appreciating the connection, appreciating the light in the people around you. And that's why I mentioned that forgiveness is so important, moment to moment to moment. You know, God's words, Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And it's true, because a lot of people with these false beliefs, they don't even stop to think about what is it that they're thinking about. Why do I behave this particular way? Who said that this is true? And yet if they were to actually stop and take time and look at those beliefs and just simply ask, is this true? And ask the second question, how does it cause me to react to other people when I have this particular belief or this particular thought? And then third, if it's not serving you, let it go. Let that belief go, because it's blocking your light from connecting to that other person's light. And isn't that what real happiness is? Isn't that what happiness is, when we can have loving relationships with one another? Isn't that more important than money? You know, recently I turned 50. Give God the glory. And I received so many gifts on my birthday, for which I was truly thankful. And as I looked at the gifts, I saw material things. And even though I saw it, it represented to me the relationships that I had, you know, the people that brought me the beautiful gifts. So it wasn't so much the gifts, it wasn't the material things, it was the value of the relationships. Relationships matter. Relationships matter. Relationships are lives that come together from diverse communities. And the beauty of relationships is in the diversity. So it's important to prioritize relationships above everything else, because that's what really matters. One of the things that Matt Bird said on that Saturday morning was that just invite somebody for a cup of coffee, maybe somebody you haven't seen for a very long time. Or maybe you might be that person that you want to network in business. He said he hates networking, but he loves building relationships. And I could so relate to what he said. You know, when you walk into a room and you're networking, as I've done in the past, and you're speaking to somebody and they're kind of looking over your shoulder to see if in their mind someone more valuable has entered the room. It's all, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? But what if you focused on building a relationship with the people that you meet, looking at them in the eye, looking at them with no judgment, and getting to know who that person is, allowing that person the room for their light to shine through and to connect with your light? And what if we let go of our perspective of how we think our life should go, and we actually went to God, or higher being, or higher intelligence, whatever word you choose to ascribe to that which is greater than you, your creator, and just said, how is it that my life should unfold? What is it that you would have me do? What is important for me to do? What is it that I can do that is in your will? Because let me tell you, there's no other way of living. And the more I get older, the more I realize it's not about the material trappings of this world. It's about shining your light of who you truly are, of why you're here. So we've got to start taking responsibility for how we show up. We've got to start taking responsibility for the undoing of this false belief of our programming, of who we think we are, and move beyond that to discover who we truly are. Because that's when you'll feel most happy, when your state of mind, that world that you're living in with your mind, allows you to be a limitless being versus a state of mind that constricts you and holds you back and has you cringing in fear. You know, when I was younger, I was the shyest little thing. I could just about say boo and I would jump. And why was that? It was because I was fearful of judgment. I was fearful that my voice didn't matter. I was fearful that people will critique what I had to say. And so I would self-critique or second-guess what I was going to say. And before I could say it, the moment was gone. How many of you can relate to that in some way, shape, or form? And if you do, I'd love to see your comments on my page, because I love to engage with you. How much longer do you want to live in a world, i.e. a state of mind, where you don't feel free to be yourself? Where you're always conforming to other people's perspectives and their perceptions of you. You're always wanting to please others. Because if you're in that place where you're constantly pleasing Aunt Jemima and Uncle Fred, you know, or the teacher or the parent, you're dividing yourself over so many different avenues, as it were, that you lose yourself. But today, I'm telling you that it's time to come home. It's time to regroup yourself and connect to that inner guidance, that inner voice that is in each and every one of us. It's in each and every one of us. And connect to that voice, connect to that guidance, and find inspiration there. And ask, why am I here? Another thing that I've found on my journey is that it is so beautiful when you're in a place of contribution, as opposed to take. When you contribute, you see, it's no longer about you. It's no longer about self-critique. It's about no longer about that self-talk that demeans yourself. It's about opening yourself up to serving others. What are you contributing to the world? You see, when you're in that space, you know that being shy doesn't serve you. You know that you have to be bold. And so when you have a state of mind of contribution, contribution is expansion, contribution is abundance. And when you allow yourself to be in that frame of mind, that's that world, beautiful things will unfold. Your personality, your characteristics will have to change to support the fact that you're now in a contributing space of mind. You know, when you realize that you were truly created in God's image, that you're a spiritual being, that you're connected to all things, that you can give things, create things that expand you and other people's lives, because that's what we're here for, to expand. Then you find yourself in a beautiful energy. We're all connected. The source of our pain is in our separation, in us perceiving that we are separated. And I dare you to say today that, yes, I am my brother's keeper. I am my brother's keeper. Think about how you would treat others if you had that thought. It's not about me. I am my brother's keeper. Can you imagine if everybody thought like that? But somewhere, somehow, someone has to step into that place, and why not you? Martin Luther King said, if you want change, be the change. Don't wait on anybody else. So that's the goal that you ought to set for yourself. How can I be the change? What is it within you that drives you? It's the questions that drive you. The questions that drive me are different from the questions that drive you. And that's an indication to your calling, your function of why you're here. We're all meant to add and contribute to one another. And it's in this space that I wrote, or should I say, my book Wrote Me is called Perspective. And the official launch is in September. It's due out soon.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.